at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can actually create the content of the website. All you have to do is drop on by and submit show prep to it. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it as show prep. Other listeners will then be able to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is you've suggested, and the most liked make it to the front page in the top of the site. Once again, you can head over to freetalklive.com to get interactive on that. And there are other ways to get interactive there, and we'll tell you about that as the show goes on here tonight. Of course, it's the live Saturday edition, and with you here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go to what is a pretty big piece of news. Because when most of us are growing up in this country, going to typically government schools, we're told a story about the way the government works. Kids, there's three branches to government. There's the judicial branch, the executive branch, and the legislative branch. And we've got checks and balances. Remember this story?
I remember the story. Yeah.
It's a pretty good story, right?
Like, I'm a little jaded on the story now, but yeah.
But it's a good story, you know, the idea being that these branches, they all hate one another, and they are going to check one another to make sure they're following the Constitution. Kids, this is why our government is the best in the world. Pretty much that's how it goes.
I think that's the story, yeah.
So, anybody that pays attention should know by now that that's a bunch of crap. The whole thing is a big joke.
Right. I mean, government grows. And
yeah, it sure does.
I mean, it's not growing. If there are checks and balances, then they're failing.
Absolutely. I mean, if the checks and balances were supposed to keep government small, then they haven't done a very good job.
Well, okay, since government is an organization that imposes its will upon people, I mean, that's what it does. It governs. That's exactly what that means. Therefore, those checks and balances must be intended to prevent it from going too far in imposing its will upon people. Those are just people. I mean, the government isn't really an entity.
It's right, just it doesn't have a will.
It's just a bunch of people that claim to be doing these things or whatever. You know, we have the flag on our side, fuck kids. And so, I mean, all these checks and balances are intended to check and balance people putting their will on other people.
But what happens when one of these agencies, or one of these branches, rather, completely ignores whatever the other check was supposed to be? So, for instance, there's news here from HuffingtonPost.com about how on Wednesday, a federal judge, Catherine Forrest, found that the law that makes it so that people can be held indefinitely without trial by the military, that law violates the right to free speech and due process.
Thank God.
So that's great, right? Like, hey, look, finally, we got a check. Finally, somebody in another branch of government, once in a while this will happen, where somebody in another branch of government will put a check on the other branch. So, for instance, last night we were talking about how the Department of Justice came down and they said, although I guess, is the Department of Justice, is that the judicial branch or is that actually the executive branch?
Sounds judicial.
It does sound judicial. Anyway, they came down with a notice.
Ignorance of the law, my friend, is no excuse.
They came down with a notice for the Baltimore Police Department saying, hey, you guys can't just be arresting people for videoing your cops. You can't do that. But what happens if the Baltimore Police Department says, oh, yeah? Well, F you. And they go ahead and they keep doing it anyway.
There's a really a historical situation where Andrew Jackson, I believe it was had to do with Trail of Tears with the Cherokee, basically told the Supreme Court that, well, yeah, that's great. The Supreme Court made a ruling. Let them go and enforce it.
Great. Yeah.
As the executive, the branch that is not supposed to make decisions, it is supposed to
do as they're told.
Right.
Yeah. So you've got, in this case, I'll just give you one example within the last several days. But here's another example, again, according to the Huffington Post, where this judge found that the law that allows people to be held indefinitely without trial by the military is a clear violation of the constitutional rights to free speech and due process. The House, the legislative branch, then defended that unconstitutional law by voting 238 to 182 against an amendment to guarantee civilian trials for any terrorism suspect arrested in the United States.
So for a civilian arrested in the United States, no civilian trial.
That's correct.
I don't don't even know how they can, I mean, you know, this is so foundational, the idea of habeas corpus, the idea of getting a fair trial. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, I think it's clear there are no foundations anymore.
If these people aren't wearing the uniform of a foreign entity, then, I think even spies get, we're getting civilian trials.
According to the story here, the measure sponsored by Reps Adam Smith and Justin Amash, a Democrat and Republican respectively, have been backed by a mix of conservatives, moderates, and liberals who argued that letting the president decide to detain anyone, including Americans, deemed to be a terrorist was granting the executive branch too much power.
No, yeah, I mean, you're going way back before the Constitution of the United States, back to Star Chambers and that sort of thing in the post-Magna Carta era.
They also argued that with more than 400 terrorists having been tried and convicted in civilian courts, while dozens of plots were prevented, the law was unnecessary, they said. The president right now has the authority to go outside normal due process.
Well, these dozens of plots that they're talking about are
ginned up.
Well, they're sort of arguable. I mean, if you have if the FBI gives somebody a bomb, works up a plan with that person, gives them some money, gives them all the things that they would need. Because I don't know about you, I wouldn't know where to go get some TNT. I just don't know where to get it. I mean, if I start asking around, I'm going to be in jail before I ever get TNT. Mm. So they give them the bomb. They come up with the plan. In a lot of cases, they kind of cut off their avenues and make it so these people, you know, at least in one case where we've read the story, the guy had a job that he was going to go do in another state, and the FBI got the job quashed so he couldn't go off and do something else. They wanted him to commit the act of terrorism.
Right. They wanted him to be frustrated. They wanted him to be angry.
Right,
they wanted
sure.
him to focus on killing.
And
so, pointing out is that a lot of these terrorist plots are created by the federal government. But that's an aside. The point being here, there's this group of people that are looking to in the federal government who are looking to restore this idea that, hey, you should be subject to a trial if you get arrested for being a terrorism suspect.
Let's face an accuser here. Let's bring out some evidence.
Right. You know, that there's that pesky Constitution, which still has the Fifth and Sixth Amendments, which does, you know, address some of these court issues where you supposedly have a right to face your accuser in a public trial. And it's all gone here. The president right now, according to one of these reps, has the authority to go outside normal due process, constitutionally protected rights that are part of a court trial, and lock somebody up indefinitely or place them in military custody here in the United States. That's an extraordinary amount of power to give the executive branch over individual freedom and liberty. I don't think it's necessary to help keep us safe. One Tea Party freshman, Morgan Griffiths of Virginia, took to the floor to note the judge's verdict, the judge that supposedly overturned this law that allows this stuff. He notes the judge's verdict and cited a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to James Madison arguing for the Bill of Rights. Jefferson insisted that such liberty should be spelled out, not left to inference. A key reason that Forrest found the law unconstitutional was its vagueness and lack of definitions.
I got to say, I think the Bill of Rights, real failures when it comes down to securing these rights. I guess, you know, writing down, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed didn't work to prevent 20,000 gun laws in this country.
So what did the people...
I mean, if these laws aren't infringements, what are they?
What are the people who support the idea of indefinite detentions and getting rid of trials for suspected terrorists say? Well, one of them said the following. What that means is as soon as a member of Al-Qaeda sets foot on American soil, the first thing he hears after you're under arrest is you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to provide an attorney. If you can't afford one will be provided for you. There may be differences about how we treat illegal aliens who come here as members of Al-Qaeda to conduct terrorist attacks, but I think the vast majority of people in this body and around the country do not think telling them they have a right to remain silent as the first thing they hear is a wise thing. The article goes on to say that they argue...
How do we know this person's Al-Qaeda?
They go on to say that they argue that mandating regular trials would tie the president's hands and give terrorists special rights.
If we have habeas corpus, the terrorists win.
That's what they're saying. 855-453.
The terrorists won.
Do you?
Because you don't have habeas corpus.
Because you don't have all kinds of things, all kinds of freedoms. But do you support this? Do you support the idea of indefinite detentions for people that are suspected of terrorism? 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
And now, Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing?
Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. How do you feel about indefinite detention? You somebody that supports that idea? The idea that if you're just suspected of terrorist activity, the government can come, take you, and put you in some sort of a military brig, and you'll never see the light of day again. Unless they decide to let you loose for some reason. They don't have to give you any kind of public trial. They can just hold on to you forever until they decide to have whatever sort of military tribunal trial that they end up wanting to have, if they ever do. How does that make you feel? 855-450-FREE, because a judge recently said it was highly unconstitutional and it overturned that, but then they just went ahead and passed themselves an amendment to some bill, some piece of legislation that reinitializes it. I mean, the legislature just doesn't care what
they got to shut it down again. The judge has to shut it down again.
I guess so. I guess it would have to be challenged and gone through the system again.
Crazy. Do you like gourmet coffee? Do you want gourmet coffee at a great price? How about delivered to your door with no shipping? You can get a free mug, too. O'Neill Coffee. By the way, I've had several different batches of O'Neill Coffee, and it's all really great. I mean, when they say gourmet coffee, they're not just using that term. This is some of that fresh roasted coffee with the finest beans. They make each batch with the utmost care. They've done it they've got more than 40 different varieties. It's a third generation business, and it's been in the family the whole time. They've got gourmet and flavored varieties, and you can get whatever flavor you want. They've got, these 12-ounce packages, and if you order $75 or more, you get a free mug. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's really great coffee, and it's well worth it, and you get free shipping. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Something else you can do over at our website is sign up for our news updates and keep in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. That's news.freetalklive.com. The news story here we're discussing is coming from the Huffington Post, where they point out that there's this law that federal judge Catherine Forrest has ruled as unconstitutional. She said that it's a violation of free speech and due process. It's this law that it basically allows them to just put you in a cage if you are so-called suspected of terrorism. They don't have to prove anything.
The representative here on the floor, the Republican, and not that it matters, makes the least bit of difference to me, says that, we don't want members of Al-Qaeda having Miranda rights, do we? But how do you know if somebody's a member of Al-Qaeda? I mean, can't I just accuse him of being a member of Al-Qaeda? Upon what is this based? I mean, if there's no trial, then you're not a member of Al-Qaeda. Frankly, I don't think that members of Al-Qaeda call themselves Al-Qaeda, from what I can understand, either. I think that that's a CIA term that they came up with them for the Mujahideen back in the late 80s when they were arming them against the Soviet Union.
By the way, the law we're talking about is the National Defense Authorization Act, which was discussed on this program and elsewhere last year when it was enacted. And so this judge overturned it, but that doesn't matter. According to Huffington Post, after this judge overturns it, there's an amendment there was an amendment to guarantee civilian trials for any terrorism suspect arrested in the United States.
And that was defeated.
This amendment was proposed. It was defeated soundly, 238 to 182. At least there were 182 votes in favor of it, but it wasn't good enough. And the people that support
this is on U.S. soil. We're not talking about these snatch and grabs that go on in foreign countries.
That's right. We're talking about for American so-called citizens and anybody that is picked up here as a so-called suspected terrorist. According to the people that support the idea of indefinite detention, the people that support the idea of no trial until we damn well feel like it, and it'll probably be a military tribunal and star chambers, and no one will be able to come in and see it, and no one will be able to interview you or have any kind of public coverage. The people that support this kind of tyranny...
Also, using the term terrorist is, that's obviously political grandstanding. I mean, an armed robber uses terror in order to get what they want.
So does the government.
Well, yeah, I mean, indeed. I mean, but many people pay their taxes for fear of the repercussions. I don't know how one can define that as anything other than terrorism, but the same with an armed robber. I mean, they pull out a gun, they point it at you, say, give me your wallet. I mean, exactly what do you think that they're relying on in order to get you to give the wallet? Happiness?
Representative Tom Rooney from Florida said the amendment treats terrorists like common burglars and offered his own amendment to only hold trials in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Guess what happened with that amendment?
It
passed.
Oh, God. So taking people out of the country, as long as they've been called a terrorist by the executive branch,
that's right.
The branch making the accusation, the branch that when it makes the accusation faces no repercussions, there is no accountability for its actions. I mean, when a prosecutor loses a case, he doesn't go to jail.
Nope.
I mean, most cases are won by the prosecution. It would be a better than even bet, but he doesn't lose and go to jail like the defendant does. So I mean, this is nuts. This is everything that we thought America was crumbling down around our ears within 10 years after 9/11.
Another counterproposal sponsored by Representative Gohmert from Texas suggested granting court hearings only to people who are legally in the United States. Amash, the original person who supported the original person who wants to grant trials to everybody, argued that the Constitution actually expressly says all persons are entitled to its protections, not just citizens or legal residents, which I think is such an important point about the Constitution, is that it's supposed to outline rights for all human beings. It's supposed to outline a set of rights that are to be respected by the people calling themselves government, regardless of the political status of the individual to whom they are dealing with, or with whom they are dealing. That's the concept, is that it doesn't matter if it's somebody who's over in some plot of land halfway across the world who's come here to work or to raise a family or whatever. It doesn't matter who that person is, what their circumstance. They should be subject to the same due process. They should be subject to the same rights and have all those same protections as anybody who was born here and raised here.
I mean, people are people, right?
That's the idea. That's what I believe. That's what you believe. But apparently, a lot of people don't think so. A lot of people believe other people who are born somewhere else are scum of the earth or subhuman somehow. They don't deserve the same rights as everybody else who has, just because of the virtue of where they were pushed out of their mother's womb? Are you kidding me?
What I think is sad about this is the utter despicable lack of knowledge surrounding the Constitution that's had by the elected officials to get into power. I mean, the idea that these people are somehow our betters or our superiors is laughable. I mean, what they are is the kind of political creature that is able to get elected. And that, frankly, is not the kind of person that I want passing laws in this country.
Amash says, I sometimes hear this strange argument that the Constitution applies only to citizens, not persons. If you read the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments, it applies.
But they haven't.
Right.
Most of them haven't.
Well, they've sworn an oath to it.
If they've read them, they read them back in college or something.
James Madison said the Constitution applies to persons, and logic dictates the Constitution applies to persons. In that, he noted the government is no more allowed to tell non-citizens to worship a state religion or house troops than it is to tell citizens. He points out that that's ridiculous. Of course, most people disagree with him, and they're going to go ahead and make it so that everybody who's suspected of terrorism can be rounded up, can be kept in some sort of prison, some secret military prison, subjected to secret military tribunal, maybe even happening down in Guantanamo Bay now, according to this other amendment, presuming, I guess, this has to go through the Senate as well. But 855-453 is the toll-free number if you support indefinite detention. Really want to hear from you. 1-855-450-3733.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the result in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here tonight for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. The features there, by the way, include listening options. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of this show. You can listen around the clock anytime you want. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get a list of the over 100 great radio stations that carry the show throughout the week at various different times and the weekend as well, because we're 7 nights a week doing this thing. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, learn about our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, the free-to-air KU-band channel. We also have our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long-distance playaways. To get Free Talk Live into your ears, get the details at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're an outdoors enthusiast, or frankly, and deciding that this spring you're going to be an outdoor enthusiast, you need to be able to get some of the gear that that goes with the trade there. You can get camping, hunting, or shooting gear, all the best name brands, at some of the best rates you're going to be able to find on the internet. I mean, this really is true. All you have to do is go do a little comparison shopping at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got all kinds of product categories: knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, archery, crossbows, whatever it is you need, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low, we can't even mention them on the air. I mean, the manufacturers won't allow them to be advertised because they get such good deals. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live over at ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com.
Disturbing news out of the federal government, but not really surprising news, at least if you've been paying attention to the way things tend to go there these days. And when I say these days, I mean my whole adult life. These guys have been just layering on tyranny after tyranny after tyranny. It's not, you can't point to Barack Obama and say it's all his fault. He's just continuing on the same path that his predecessors have set this country upon. And it just keeps getting worse. You've got a federal judge who has made a decision here. This, according to the lady's name is Judge Catherine Forrest. Federal judge found that the National Defense Authorization Act violates the right to free speech and due process in that it says that the federal government can snatch you up or your loved ones or your neighbors or your coworkers, snatch up whoever they want to. All they have to do is say that they're suspecting them of terrorism, and then they can just keep them forever in indefinite detention wherever they want, and there's no due process, there's no trial that will be public. It's all just down the drain. All of those rights that you thought you had, all they have to do is label you a suspected terrorist, and it's all done.
You know, and I think people aren't worried about this because they don't think it's going to affect
them. It can't happen here.
Well, it absolutely can happen here, but they don't think it can happen to them. They think that, well, you know, this is just for the Middle Eastern looking people, mm-hmm. or this is for the domestic terrorists or whatever. I'm not exactly sure what they're thinking in their mind, but it's whatever the first person who's going to get picked up by this crap is thinking too.
So, but it doesn't matter what that judge said. Even though the judge said that this National Defense Authorization Act law is completely unconstitutional, it violates free speech and due process, the House of Representatives went ahead and voted against an amendment that would back up what the judge said. The amendment would have guaranteed civilian trials for any terrorism suspect arrested in the United States. Instead, they voted that down and voted up an amendment that said that all trials for terrorism suspects should happen in Guantanamo Bay.
It's crazy.
Now, according to this piece here over at Huffington Post, one of the, I guess, authors of the amendment said that he found it absurd, the idea that these amendments somehow help terrorists, the one that would give them a public trial, the accused. He said, hands down,
It amazes me that a public trial, it's more than 60% of felony trials result in a guilty verdict. So the idea...
they're stacked big time.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that... And remember, that fewer than 1% actually make it to trial. So a person that's taking it to trial, it would seem to me, statistically believes that they're innocent. If fewer than 1% make it to trial, and then, beyond that, more than 60% of them get found guilty at trial. The ludicrous notion, this is people getting away with something.
Well, if you don't actually have any evidence, and all you have is some sort of suspicion, then it's probably tough to get a conviction at a trial, which is why you'd want it to be secret.
Or
you wouldn't want anyone to see what your evidence was because you've got nothing.
Our evidence is super top secret and we can't tell anybody. A government of the people, by the people, for the people that keeps secrets from its people is essentially a government that keeps secrets from its leaders. How in the world can you have an effective set of servants that keep secrets from their masters?
According to the piece here, the quote from one of the sponsors of this amendment to guarantee trials says, hands down, the dumbest set of arguments I've heard is that somehow we're taking away this extraordinary power from the president rewards terrorists. I'd like to remind everybody, in particular Tea Party conservatives, that just because the government arrests you doesn't mean you're guilty. Under their thinking, because once the government says you're a terrorist, and we shouldn't have a trial about it. And he's absolutely right. It's nice to hear somebody in the state house who's not, or the national house who's not Ron Paul saying something like that.
Is that Justin Amash?
That is a guy named Smith.
Okay. Adam Smith,
Democrat from Washington State. He's absolutely right about that. And there are a lot of people in this country. None of them are calling this show tonight, and I don't know why. If you're somebody who believes that if the government accuses you of something, you must be guilty,
because
please, 855-450-FREE is the number here.
This is an undefensible position. I don't care if it was one of these representatives that was, sitting here in the studio, they couldn't defend this position effectively against... I mean, they're not even doing it because they believe it's constitutional. They're doing it
because
they believe that will get them votes.
I can't believe that Tea
and
Party conservatives...
It pays off their, their military-industrial complex masters.
This Democrat says, I can't believe that Tea Party conservatives want to create a situation where when the government says you're guilty of a crime, that's it. No trial.
Yeah, thanks, Tea Party. I thought the idea of the Tea Party, and, we were on the ground floor of this, Ron Paul being Tea Party patient zero, the idea was to restore the Constitution. And then many of these Tea Party Republicans that got in, and frankly, I know they're a bunch of liars. I used to be a big fan of the Republicans, but from 2000 to 2006, it was nothing but Republicans in there, and I saw what the results are.
More
the
government.
Difference is, I'm not going to be fooled again.
The federal government, by the, excuse me, in the judge's ruling, which was supposedly overturning this nonsense, the judge found that a group of reporters and activists had a reasonable fear that the government could deem them to have provided support to someone associated with Al-Qaeda simply by interviewing them. The federal government has not yet said if it intends to appeal the case, and the ruling could end up trumping Congress's actions. The Senate will also be marking up its version of the defense bill next week, and some senators are intent on passing an amendment similar to the one sponsored by Smith and Amash. So this ball is still rolling. It's not done quite yet. We don't know what the end result's going to be.
But it's shocking that...
But it should give you an example of what to expect from these people. They don't care.
Representatives who swore an oath to the Constitution don't seem to care about it at all.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. This is pretty disturbing news, and but it shouldn't be a surprise. Remember, they've been doing this for a long time. This is not some Barack Obama thing. It's been going on administration through administration through administration. Each new president, whoever it's going to be, whoever is elected in 2012, unless it's Ron Paul, each new president just builds off the tyranny that the old one does. No president goes in and says, boy, I can't believe what that last guy did. Let's just tear these pages out of the Federal Register. Let's go ahead and put some legislation in that's going to undo all this damage. Boy, this last guy, he's been just tearing up people's freedoms, and darn it, I care about people's freedoms, so I'm going to do something about it. Nope, they're just going to come right in like, ooh, yeah, more power. All right, what else can we do to get even more of it? Let's get a bipartisan effort together with both Democrats and Republicans, because that's what this is. These Democrats and Republicans working together to enrich the executive branch with even more power, regardless of what the judicial branch says. So it's totally bipartisan, right? That's what something everyone can get behind. Screw having trials. Screw having openness in government. Forget all this due process stuff. Constitution? Bah. It's an old piece of paper. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We got in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
These airwaves, dial in toll-free, 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And maybe you are a webmaster, or perhaps you run a blog, and you've been thinking about maybe adding a forum to your website. Or maybe you've got a forum, and you're sick and tired of it and how it, you know, constantly violating people's privacy by forcing them to, I don't know, have accounts, for instance. You can actually have a forum that is completely private, totally anonymous for your users, free to use. You don't have to actually install it on your site, and you can get it by the time you finish listening to the sound of my voice here, because
seconds.
It's literally within seconds. Go to plainboards.com. That's plain, like P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. And you just type in the name of the board that you want. It creates it on plainboards.com. It's completely anonymous message board. And so if you care about privacy for your users, this is the way to go, plainboards.com. As we continue here, Brian is listening in Grand Rapids, Michigan to WTKG. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I just want to thank you for getting this information out. I can't say that I'm particularly proud since that one of the co-sponsors of this Defense Authorization Act was our illustrious Senator Carl Levin, who actually he's had a pretty good history for supporting the military and looking out for our troops, but then he pulled something like this, and it just seems really strange that this would come up at this time, you know. And I also was really disappointed in the last presidential debate, because when they brought this issue up, they just kind of glossed over it, and I would have thought
issue we're talking about here is indefinite detention for people who are just suspected of terrorism. Go ahead.
You know, and it's just you know, when it was signed in, as I believe over the new year, and then obviously people were distracted, and they like to use the argument that well, it wouldn't be used against Americans, but
it will. That's
but
the
it absolutely will
be
used against Americans.
Americans more and more.
Well, no, they already had indefinite detention.
Police infringement on your rights, so it's only a matter of time before somebody points a finger at you, and if they can accuse you of domestic terrorism, you're gone. You know,
that's absolutely the case.
You can defend yourself. So I did check out Senator Levin's website, and he did have a response to it because he knew that there was a rising concern about that issue, that particular part of the.
Well, Brian, keep in mind that
Brian, I don't know if you can hear me or not.
For that.
It doesn't sound like you can. Brian, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay.
So, you said that you were seen concerned about police infringement upon the rights of Americans. You seemed concerned about the growth of government, but you seemed reasonably happy that Senator Carl Levin, I guess he's from Michigan, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that he was supporting the troops.
Hold on, let me make a point here.
Before you go on, I'll take your word for it that he supports the troops, but I think that, I think there might be a disconnect here. The troops are just another branch of the government. So Carl Levin hasn't been inconsistent. He's supporting bigger government and more and higher taxes on down the line. It sounds like you're inconsistent.
Well, I think that part of the inconsistency is if you're using federal troops to, and I think that's been the big fear, is if you use federal troops to enforce this kind of law against Americans, then you've got a real problem.
Well, one thing's for certain is that federal troops are used to enforce all kinds of rules against other people who aren't Americans.
Oh, sure.
They are an arm of tyranny, whether or not they are used against you.
Well, right. Yeah. So if people cheer on the federal troops being used to oppress people in Afghanistan, Iraq, or elsewhere around the world, then they shouldn't be surprised when eventually that comes home.
There's a reason those patriotic pictures have soldiers, sailors, Marines, firemen, and policemen all lined up together. It's because they all work for the same organization, more or less.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I understand.
And I'm a fireman.
What's interesting is the way this sort of legislation sneaks in, and it comes in kind of quietly, and people are pretty much occupied with a lot of day-to-day issues, unemployment, especially here in Michigan, unemployment's just through the roof.
While you're right about that, people are distracted, they're busy with their own lives, and that's understandable. Even if they are aware of something, a mass outcry doesn't do anything to change how these representatives
necessarily
vote.
Necessarily. Sometimes it does.
For the most part, it doesn't do anything. Look at the bailouts for a perfect example of how like 80-90% of people opposed the bailouts. This was the ones that were coming around the end of the Bush administration, beginning of Obama. And the people were speaking out in droves. They were overwhelming the phones at these representatives' offices in D.C., and yet they voted overwhelmingly in favor for the bailouts anyway. Brian, any other thoughts you want to share?
Your show, and I find that I probably agree with you about 90% of the issues, but I'm glad that there's some good information.
Thanks for the call tonight, Brian. I really appreciate hearing from you, sir.
Thank you.
Very good, sir. Thanks. 855-450-FREE. Larry is listening in Indy to WXNT. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I listen to your show every time I get the chance, but I have to take issue with the open borders deal.
Did we talk about that this evening?
Hello.
Did we talk about that this evening?
I'm sorry. Sure,
it doesn't matter. I'm just okay.
I don't think that you cannot allow every person in this world to come over and benefit from what our tax dollars have created here.
Oh, I wouldn't suggest that at all.
Benefit from the ability to earn a living that we have created here in this country.
Well, I think that everybody deserves to be able to be free, don't you think?
But free to do what?
Free to earn a living, to take care of their families. I don't think they should be free to take a bunch of money from welfare.
But I'm trying to say that if we create a situation through our many years of taxation, through our ancestors' many years of taxation, and our sweat and toil to allow somebody to come, even today, that the Chinese man is being harassed by his government officials. Why don't he stay in China and fight against that? He's coming here so he can get our money, so he can get our protection, so he can get the benefit of our infrastructure, which he's not paid a dime for. So how can you say that somebody from Guatemala or Mexico or Colombia can come here today after they've not contributed one red cent to this situation that we've set up here and our abilities here?
Well, I don't know who he is. So if I have a child, I mean, my child is 4 years old. He hasn't contributed one red cent to the infrastructure. I guess you're talking about bridges and roads, which frankly only last about 30 years anyway.
I'm talking about ability. And if you have a child, then you've laid the pathway for him.
But somebody else had a child and somebody. I mean, we're all immigrants, right?
Right. Was immigration okay up to a certain year or a certain generation? Because all of us on the air right now had people immigrate here.
That's not a logical conclusion. Because
that was a question. It wasn't actually a conclusion. I was asking you a question.
No.
Was immigration okay by you up to a certain point in time?
Yes.
When was that point in time?
That point in time is when this country was populated, when this country had a system.
How do you define that point in time?
There should be stipulations.
Wait a minute. How do you define the point? Whoa, Larry. I just want to ask you some questions so I can understand better. How you said when this country was populated. So how would you define populated?
When the country was appropriately populated.
When does that? What is defined?
Look, I'm somewhat American Indian, and I'd have to say that it was populated just fine before the pilgrims showed up.
Well, then, see, you can't make that argument because you're denying your own existence here in this country.
What's that mean?
You know good and well what I'm talking about.
No, I have no idea. That's why I'm asking you questions. So
no,
I
believe
to,
the free people should be able to cross.
Hold on, Mike. I just want to understand. So at what point did you determine that the country was adequately populated?
It's right now.
So right now.
Today.
So anyone who's immigrated up until today, that's okay. But from now on, no one should be allowed to come here.
You got to stem the tide.
Have you ever been to Wyoming?
He lives in Indianapolis.
Larry, have you been to Wyoming?
I don't care anything about Wyoming. I care about when somebody opens a consulate up and pumps in 200 people from Mexico City onto our streets every day. That's what I care about.
Should people from this country also, Larry, I'm just curious, should people from this country, this plot of land, also not be able to immigrate anywhere else in the world?
Why would they want to?
Just asking you a question. Should they?
They shouldn't want to. No, they want
No. I'm asking if they should.
Look, Larry, the reason, the way that you go ahead and make it so that people don't want to come to this country because there's nothing you can do to the country that has like 5,000 miles worth of border to secure it. But the one way that you can secure it is by making it so tyrannical that its citizens want to leave.
And they are working on that very hard in Washington, D.C.
The
Mexicans are leaving now.
Americans are leaving. At a record rates, Americans are giving up their citizenships. And it's because of immigrant nut jobs.
Of immigrant nut jobs?
Yeah, well, people that are crazy about immigrants coming to this country.
Gotcha.
They want to make it so
people
tyrannical.
Like Larry. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, immigration, secret trials, whatever you want to talk about goes. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.